Around 150 people, including some Americans, are leaving Afghanistan. As we speak, they're boarding a Qatar Airlines plane, which landed at Kabul's airport today. That airport has barely been functioning for the past week or so. NPR's international affairs correspondent Jackie Northam is with us from Islamabad, Pakistan. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, Noel.
What can you tell us about this flight?
Right. Well, the flight arrived in Kabul from Doha earlier today, and it was bringing in humanitarian aid and emergency equipment. And now it's carrying passengers out of Afghanistan. Dozens of people, including Americans and other Westerners, dual nationals, are on the plane. Earlier today, Doha's special representative for Afghanistan, Mutlaq Al-Qahtani, was in Kabul, and he stressed that this was not an evacuation flight, that people were leaving of their own free will, as long as they have passports or the proper documentation, and that they all had tickets and boarding passes. But tellingly, Al-Qahtani said, "We want people to think this is normal." Another Qatar plane is due to arrive tomorrow, and so this whole thing will be repeated.
Okay, so we've got these two facts. We have Al-Qahtani saying we want people to think this is normal. We have the fact that another plane is arriving tomorrow. Does this mean the airport is open?
Yes, it does. But, you know, it was heavily damaged in the days before the U.S. pulled out of Afghanistan, and it still doesn't have radar, although there have been domestic flights from Kabul airport. Qatar sent in technicians and engineers last week, and they said today that the airport is fit for navigation, but no radar. The Qatar flights will be using Pakistani airspace once they leave Afghanistan, so I guess they'll be in very close coordination about getting, you know, a safe flight out.
Okay. Now, there are also flights that have been chartered to evacuate Americans and at-risk Afghans from the northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. What do we know about how those folks are doing? And is this, in fact, an evacuation?
Well, you know, as far as we know, there are still hundreds of people, including about 100 Americans who have been waiting in Mazar-e-Sharif for days now for a charter flight. Now, there are domestic flights, like I said, that shuttle between Kabul and Mazar-e-Sharif. So perhaps some of those people could take one of those flights down to Kabul and then get on one of these Qatar Airways flights. That might be an option.
I see. Okay. And as you mentioned earlier, these flights out are for Westerners and people who hold valid documents. For some of these Afghans who are at risk, they don't have the right kind of documents. And so I would imagine it's still unclear whether they can get out.
Right. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said this week that the Taliban assured the U.S. that anybody with proper documentation will be able to leave. But as you indicated, there are a lot of vulnerable Afghans who are at risk, who still don't have the proper documentation yet. And it's going to be a real challenge to get these people out. You know, these are often skilled Afghans as well. You know, the type of people that you need to run a country, which is what the Taliban needs now. And they really don't want them to leave. The only way they're going to get out is with that documentation.
Okay. NPR's international affairs correspondent Jackie Northam in Islamabad. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you.